and we stopped after the 2011 season. That was the last time these teams played. The Grizzlies beat them by 40. That doesn't make any difference in the world, naturally, that long ago. But these two teams have played many times in the past, and now they're just renewing that rivalry. And Coach Faye says Grizzlies will be playing NEO, I'm sure, many times in years to come. The Grizzlies are trying to rebound after a loss to Morton College, 74-67 on Saturday. On Saturday, NEO, who is 9-2, beat Three Rivers, 96-75, and that was at Poplar Bluff. This is a really good basketball team. Curtis Ballou, the Norsemen, have some have an impressive looking roster, and they've got some kids that have got some pretty impressive numbers too.
Yes. So by my calculations, or from what I saw the other night, Trayvon Byrd, number 5, had a double double for the Norsemen and scored 20. And then Caden Carter, who I think is getting his first start tonight for the Norsemen, had 15 off the bench. So they're probably looking for him to do that as a starter now. And looking for a good game out of the Norsemen and, against the Grizzlies tonight.
All right, let's get to the starters. Let's go ahead and do the Grizzlies. And their starting five will be Kyle Germany, 6'3", sophomore guard from Detroit. Carlos Paul is from the Detroit suburbs. He wears number 2 on his back. He is a 6'5 sophomore. Javian Downey is from Canada. He is a 6'3 freshman guard. Trayon Grant Foster is 6'6 in Kansas City. He's a freshman redshirt from Indian Hills Community College. And Lionel Kamwimba, playing in the middle, 6'8, freshman from Democratic Republic of Congo. Grizzlies are coached by Jared Fay. The NEO Norseman will be Ranyo Obo, who is a freshman guard from Houston, Texas. James Locke is a combo guard sophomore from Oklahoma City. Trayvon Byrd is a guard from Durham, North Carolina. Javargia Belton is a postman, a sophomore from Calhoun Falls, South Carolina. And Caden Carter is a sophomore forward from Oklahoma City. Head coach is Jeremy Jackson, and the assistant is Blake Mills. And this basketball game is underway, and the Norsemen win the tip. They're in the blue with the gold, and the Grizzlies are in white tonight with red and blue trim. Grizzlies are going to start in a 1-2-2 zone. Norsemen will throw it down low to the big guy, and he's going to get the ball a lot tonight. He works inside against Kamwimba. A little turnaround right-hander, no good. Rebounded by Lionel, and Lionel gets it to Javian Downing. This guy up in the middle, Belton, is huge. Here's a shot from the wing, no good. Rebound, back outside it goes, and Carlos nearly lost it, has to get rid of it. Gets it over to Kyle Germany on the baseline. He draws double-team block, pass out to the right point. Ball faked by Downey, goes in, had it stripped away and stolen. Obo back the other way, all the way to the basket, lays it up and in, points off turnover, and Ranyo Obo has first basket, 2-0. Trying to determine, it looks like they're going to be in a zone too. Grant Foster on the baseline move, missed the shot, taken away over the head of Carlos Paul by the big guy Belton. Now up the floor come the Norsemen on the right wing. They'll drive all the way to the basket, put it up, good, 4-0. Good move that time by Trayvon Byrd. We do not want to get way behind here. That's not an option tonight. You'll have no chance. Free throw line, Carlos Paul with it. Out to Trayon, left corner. Javian Downey working against an NEO zone. Free throw line, wide open jumper is no good. And the ball pulled down by Caden Carter. Now back the other way, going left to right in the blue. It's the Norsemen with a 3 in the corner, and it's good. And that's going to pretty much necessitate a timeout as James Locke makes it 7-0.
Norsemen have been pushing the pace so far.
Back to a man-to-man. Lob pass inside, ball knocked off the rim. Good defense, knocked away by Byrd, and it's another turnover. He takes it all the way to the basket, lays it up and in, 9-0. How about a timeout now? Well, we're going to get a sub at the very least.
2 subs.
9-0. This was the start we had, could not afford to get off to. In the right corner, Trayon Grant Foster. Dribbles outside on the wing. Keeps it on the floor. Dribbles all the way in. Hangs, shoots off the board. It's good, and the Grizzlies are on the board. 9-2.
TGF is there when you need a bucket.
I'll talk to Jared on the bus. It's nice to have that guy that you can throw the ball to if you really got to get a basket. He can do that. 9-2 score. Grizzlies back to their zone. Elbow at the point. Obu, alley-oop on the backside, ball too high out of bounds, and slash touch by the Northman. That'll be a turnover on the first of the ball game against NEO as Bird couldn't climb the ladder high enough to pull that one down.
I think Germany being there may have affected that a little bit too, so good defense by Kyle.
Javian Downey brings it up on the bounce on the right side. High post, wide open. Urji Hanami works to the basket, goes up high off the board, no good. Got his own glass, goes up and under, now has to kick it out to the wing. In the corner, that is. Bounce pass free throw line. Urji's open. Back outside it goes to Germany. 9 on the shot clock. Germany kicks it outside to Downey. Downey splits the defense, lost it, kicks it out on the wing. Kenan Peebles with a 3, good, and a foul on the play, and the basket counts. Boy, talk about needing that. Kenan Peebles banked it in. From the left wing, got fouled, and he'll shoot one for a 4-point play.
I tell you, Harlan, from where we're sitting, as soon as he shot it, I didn't think it was going in.
Well, it was perfect as far as a bank shot goes, and Kendon gets him. By the way, Kendon's dad, Kenny, is probably listening to the broadcast, and we hope he's having a good evening in the state of Virginia. Next, the free throw is good, and a 4-point play for Kenny's boy, Kendon. And that makes it 9-6, and that really changes the complexion of the first 3.5 minutes. Ball deflected out of bounds by Javian Downey. It'll stay with NEO. We saw Three Rivers play a little bit earlier this year, a few weeks ago, I guess it was. Saw them play up at Indian Hills, and they're not bad. Here's a shot by Obu from the right point. No good. Rebound inside is fumbled. Picked back up. Lean-in shot left hand. No good. Rebound. Kenan Peebles has it. Up the right side, Germany, a 3 would tie the game. Downey over to Germany in the right corner. Kenan Peebles against the zone to the high post. Urji Hanami feeds it inside, up and under, good! Oh, it rimmed out, but a foul on the play. Thought we had another 3-point play coming, but it'll be Lionel Kamwimba going to the free throw line. That'll be the first foul on Jarvarzia Felton.
Good job there by Urji to keep the position alive and find the open man in that zone.
Lionel Kamwimba at the line. First one is good. I was going to go with 6'8" for this big kid, Belton, but comparing him and Lionel's 6'8", this kid is at least 6'9", maybe a little taller. He is chiseled. He is a big dude. Free throw good again. Lionel makes it 3 out of 3 from the line for the Grizzlies, and we're down 1. 9-8 on the right side, Obu, top of the circle, back to him to the right corner. Grizzlies back to the zone. Both teams playing zone defense here early on, right baseline draw. Here's a drive, no good, and a foul will be called, and Ernest Grayer with the call that time. James Luck driving the right baseline, and he was fouled in the act of shooting. Kenan Peebles is called for his first personal foul. James Luck. They don't have their heights listed on their roster, so you got to kind of guesstimate, but he's about 6'5". They have very, very good overall size on this basketball team. The Norsemen are 9-2 from Oklahoma. Free throw, no good, and Urji Hanami gets the rebound. 10-8 score. Norsemen on top by 2. Grizzlies with a chance to tie or take the lead. High post, Unami drives in. Scoop shot off the board, no good. Tip kept alive. Great hustle by Kendon Peebles. Keeps the ball alive now. Passes to the corner to Urji. Steps through. Puts it up on a runner, no good. And the ball pulled down by Belton, and he'll kick it outside. Belton has had 11 rebounds twice in the past 6 games. To the right corner, low block wide open. Wraparound pass, good. Hustle by Urji Unami to tip the ball out of bounds. On defense, and it'll stay with NEO.
Harlan, going back to their record of 9-2, by my count, they've won 8 in a row. So maybe it's time to end that streak.
In the corner, a shot for a 3 is good on the catch and shoot that time. And that's Trayvon Bird. He has 7 of their 13 points. Kyle Germany to the high post. Herji Hunami picks it up, gets it out to Downey to the corner. Kyle's got a 3. It's no good. Ball to the far side and pull down, and back come the Norsemen on the run. And here comes that guy, Trayvon Bird, around the horn to the left wing for a 3, and that's good from downtown by James Locke. He makes his second 3, 16-8. Left side, Downey drives in, bounce pass underneath. Nothing there for Kamwimba. Ball tipped away and stolen. Grizzlies turn it over again. Down the floor, here's Abu with a drive, and the ball goes in and comes out, rebounded by Herji Hunami. He comes back on the break. He'll take it all the way to the hole, puts it high off the board. No good. He had to shoot it over the monstrous Javarzia Belton inside and put it a little bit too high off the glass, and the NEO Norsemen have the ball again. Riley Whitaker will check in for the Grizzlies. 13:54, first half, left corner, low block, here's Belton, posted up inside, ball tipped away from behind by Lionel Kamwimba. Now you see them standing side by side. I'm going to say he's at least 6'10".
I'd have to agree.
Lionel is a solid 6'8". This kid is 6'10 at least. Here's a pass down low. He backs in, muscles in. Elbows in, leans in, shoots, no good, foul on the play. And that'll be against Lionel Kamwimba.
He's 6'10", and it's not a wiry 6'10", it's a muscular-built 6'10".
It's a granite mountain 6'10". The foul is on Lionel. That'll be his first. And the free throw is good by Belton. I noticed as they were warming up, he's big, but he's just not all muscle. He can shoot the basketball, too. He makes the first free throw here, and he'll get one more try.
I noticed that as well on some of his warm-up jumpers.
Next try, good. They have come in here shooting the basketball. Well, we were down 9. Now we're down 10. It's 18-8. We had the ball with a chance to tie at 9-6. Now we're down 18-8. So they've rattled off 9 on us here pretty quick. Bounce pass, low block. Lionel Kamwimba. On the left side, down low. Backs in against the big guy, Belton. Kicks it outside. Ball deflected. Goes back court. That's turnover on the Grizzlies. We can play inside out, but it's not going to matter that much unless we start making some outside shots. We've not done real well from the perimeter in recent games. We still don't have Lucas Prola dressed out tonight, so that is really made a big difference. Grizzlies go back to a man-to-man. Here's a curl by Abu, and he'll pull up, and the paint shoots off the back iron. Won't fall. Rebound Kyle Germany for the Grizzlies. Kyle up the middle of the floor. Left side, Riley Whitaker. Trayon Grant Foster with the catch. Feeds it baseline to Carlos Paul. In the corner, Whitaker with it. Gets it to Trayon. Here's a free throw jumper. Fall away. Side iron. Won't fall. And the ball is pulled away. Back the other way. Trayvon Bird, and he'll be fouled in the open court by Trayon Grant Foster, and that'll be his first foul.
Just from these first 8 minutes of play, the Norsemen look to get out and run almost every time.
They are big, and they're athletic, and they have beaten Coffeyville twice. If you're wondering how good they are, that's pretty good. At the point, there's another 3 by Locke, and it's good. James Locke with his third 3 here in the first half is 21-8. They are scoring at a rapid pace. Bounce pass, TGF, top of the circle. Another careless pass deflected, stolen back the other way. Here come the Norsemen on the drive. All the way, kick it inside out. Abu, cross-court pass, left wing. There's another 3, and it's in and out. Rebounded by Riley Whitaker for the Grizzlies. We can't get this far behind. Lob pass up ahead. Carlos catches, shoots, and scores. He got back on. Carlos Paul got back before any of the defense did, and it's 21-10. We are just not a good comeback team. It's one thing to get down 5-10 points. Another thing to get down by 15 or better. right now our shooting is not such that we can make that kind of gap back up. Down low, Belton works his way in, walks with a basketball. Carlos Paul was trying his best to stand his ground, but there's only so much that he could do, and that's the second turnover on NEO. Mass subs coming in, 24, 4, and 11. Aaron Johnson, Masai Graham, and Tobias Rowland are all in the lineup now for the Norsemen.
Kamari Vincent made his way into the game for the Grizzlies.
The free throw line is wide open here, so if you got somebody make a 15-footer, that'd be a good place to be. Trayon has it, bounced down low. Good pass into Carlos, and he draws a foul. And I'll stop the clock. That foul is going to be the first on Masai Graham. He's just in the lineup. He is a wing from Buffalo, New York. And that'll put Carlos Paul on the free throw line. First free throw is in and out. No good. Grizzlies were a lot better at the free throw line the other night.
Talking about some of the matchups that the Norsemen have had, they played Southern Arkansas University Tech just like West Plains did, and they beat the Rockets 79-66 when they played them.
21-11 as Carlos makes the second free throw. NEO with the ball. They have it in the front court on the right wing. Grizzlies have switched to a man-to-man now that that lineup of theirs has gotten a little bit smaller, more guardable. Here's a kick to the left corner. There's Lock again for a three. No good, but the weak side rebound. Pull down, put back up and in by Trayvon Byrd. And Byrd has 9 points, 23-11, 10:44 to go in the half. Kamari Vincent. Kyle Germany to the right side. Kamari to the high post. Trayon Grant Foster drives, goes up, got swatted away and blocked. And the ball was just taken away that time by Aaron Johnson. Just in the ball game. Pass cross court, too high, thrown out of bounds. Turnover. So teams will trade turnovers here with the clock showing 10:22. First half, 23-11, NEO. Someone was asking me earlier today, said, how do you think it's going to go tonight? I said, we got to get off to a bad start. It's going to be ugly. Well, we got off to a bad start and kind of recovered, but then we hit another rut, and now we're down 23-11. Over on the right side now, Downey back over to Vincent. In the right corner, Trayon Grant Foster. On the baseline, Carlos Paul on the right side. Double team back out to Trayon. Shoots a long three, it's no good. Rebound goes over the head of Carlos Paul out of bounds. Back it goes to the NEO Norsemen. And we're ready here, it looks like, for the media timeout. 9:57 to go in the first half. The Grizzlies are in an early hole. They trail NEO 23-11. Back in a minute on KDY. Speaking of Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, I look across the way, and there's John Williams in his usual seat. He's working on a bag of popcorn rooting for the Grizzlies tonight. Tuesday night basketball here at Civic Center. This is the final of six straight home games. If the Grizzlies win tonight, they're going to be 4-2 on this home stand. If they lose, they'll break even at 3-3. Here come the Norsemen. Up by 12. Clock running, 9:48 to go in the first half from the Joe Paul Evans Arena at the West Plains Civic Center. I'm Curtis Ballou. I'm Harlan Hutchinson. Nate Hudson, engineers in the studio. Drew Joyce takes care of the live stream duty. At the point, ball fake down the right side of the key. In, cut off. Now, follow away jump shot is no good, and the ball is taken down by Downey. He has it, keeps it on the dribble, moves up floor. Takes it in all the way, puts up a runner, no good, but he got fouled, and that should be two shots. I'll stop the clock at 9:23. 23-11, Grizzlies trail by 12. The officials for the ball game tonight are Tab Schaff, along with Rob Wolf and Ernest Grayer. Damian Downey, that was called before the shot. Tobias Rowland with the personal foul. Inbound play underneath. There's a pass down low. Grant Foster up, goes up, missed it. Put back, no good by Downey, and he got fouled. He'll shoot two.
I think TGF is asking where that foul was on him.
Very possible. The subs they brought into the game, Aaron Johnson, who is a postman, sophomore from Greensboro, South North Carolina. He is he goes 6'7", so they get a little smaller when they sub. Free throw by J.V. Downey is good.
I think you spoke too soon, Harlan. Belton's back into the game.
23-12. He is just a big – Kamari Vinson, 6'3", and he looks like he's in kindergarten next to him. Next try, rims off. No good. Rebound taken down by the sub, Masai Graham. And NEO comes back. They're ahead by 11. Abu will hand the ball off over on the left side now. They'll move it over on the left wing to Albert Wilson. Pull up, left elbow, jump shot good. Nice shot that time by Tobias Rowland, his first basket. Now the Grizzlies down by 13. Kamari has it on the right, on the top of the circle, gives it over on the right wing to Urji Hanami. Cross-court pass, Kamari goes baseline, gets cut off, fadeaway shot, tough shot off the side iron, won't go, and that was all because of the big guy inside. Belton rebounded by him, and now back comes Obu for NEO. 25-12, 8:15 to go in the first half. On the right side, a set and a pop for a three. That's off the mark, but a long rebound picked up by Obu out on the left at the left elbow, and they'll reset. Right wing, wide open shot for a three. No good. Rebound comes off. Urji has it. He'll take it off down the floor all the way. Hang shoots and scores. Urji Hanami on the break. How many times? Now, you got to get a rebound or you got to get a turnover in order to run with the basketball, but we just look so much better when the floor is open.
Yeah, I think we definitely need to and look better when we push the pace.
On the wing, Graham has it now at the point. They'll move it across. Abu. Oh, he has it stolen. Here comes Urji Hanami the other way, all the way, and a big right-handed dunk.
He threw it down with authority right there.
Urji can really get off the floor.
Makes it a 9-point lead for the Norsemen.
We need to keep the defense up and close this gap. 7 minutes until halftime. You just want to be in the game. To the right corner. Ball faked by Wilson. Spins in. How'd he get away with that without getting called for a walk? Got his own rebound off the miss. Left hand lay-in is good. Albert Wilson with the basket. Grizzlies on offense. Down 27-16. Hanami in the left corner. No good on the shot. Went down to the floor. No flop call. Pass up ahead. And the layup is good at the other end by Masai Graham. 29-16. NEO with 6:38 to play in the first half. These guys are legit. At the point, Kamari Vincent works in, kicks it over on the baseline. Trayon has it. Eight on the shot clock. Urji has it, lost it. Ball tipped away, picked up, now at the point. Four on the shot clock. Vincent with a three from way out. No good. Ball pulled away by Wilson. And back will come NEO. 29-16. Over a high screen to the right. Ranyo Abu on the right wing. Here's a three in the corner. Good. Tobias Rowland. They've made five threes in the first half. We made one. 32-16. Back to the zone for the Norsemen. They've got us doubled up. Cross-court pass. Vincent splits the defense, gets hung up, double team back outside. JV and Downey. Trayon in the paint goes up, a little right-hand shot. Good. Trayon Grant Foster doing his thing as he gets in the middle of the free throw line. Lane makes it 32-18. 5:18 to go in the first half. Grizzlies have three ready to check in. Out front, Graham, three ball, air ball, out of bounds, Grizzly basketball. Kyle Germany, Kendon Peebles, and Tom Emmerich in the ball game for MSU West Plains. Grizzlies will rest Foster, Vincent, and Downey, and now Gage Pitts will check in. He'll come in for Urji Hanami. Is it me or are we having a lot of trouble getting open shots?
No, I would have to agree. It's not just you thinking that. I've seen a little bit of Claude Langs as well.
They take up a lot of space in that zone. At the free throw, top of the circle, that is. Kendon Peebles with it. Free throw line wide open. Kyle Germany with a 15-footer. That's good. That shot is there all night long.
Yeah, we need to start making them punish for leaving that shot open.
32-20. Over on the right side, Damani Varley. Bob cross-court, good pass. Double team on the ball. One bounces up and a dunk by Masai Graham. That's a very high percentage shot, 34-20. Gage Pitts for the Grizzlies. Out front, Kendon Peebles with 4:18 to play. Man alive, we played a schedule this year. In the paint, bounce pass underneath. Lionel Kumwemba with a two-handed dunk. Lionel with four, 34-22. Varley has it on the right side against the Grizzly man-to-man. He switches. Tom Emmerich is on him. Now he'll take it to the left side. Bounce pass on the low block. Here's Belton, and he'll pull his way in, elbow his way in, shoulder his way in. Missed the little right-hand baby hook. Rebound by the Grizzlies. Kumwemba. Alley-oop is way too high and off the glass in the turnover. Back to come, two-on-one. Alley-oop the other way, two-handed dunk. Masai Graham has six.
Maybe not the best play for us to do when we need to score down 14.
That's a good way of putting it. Kendon Peebles on the left wing at the free throw line. Back out, Tom Emmerich. Drives to the baseline. Pull up jumper, hangs, shoots at the front of the iron, barely. Ball comes off. Graham has it. 3:10 to go, 36-22. Top of the circle, back to the right side now. Here's Tobias Rowland. Pulls up, ball slapped away by Gage Pitts. And now a whistle, offensive foul as Rowland backed into and knocked down Gage Pitts. Second foul on Tobias Rowland. Team foul number five on NEO.
One thing I noticed, Harlan, during that little run that the Grizzlies had was they were having a lot of movement on offense. Nobody really stopped and stood anywhere, and they were making efficient, smart passes, not getting in Claude Blaine's or anything like that.
It has been a chore to score here in the first half. The Grizzlies have eight field goals, 36-22. Kendon Peebles down the lane, goes up, stripped away, stolen. Turnover seven. And stolen back by Gage Pitts, two on one the other way. Goes up, lays it up, no good, got fouled. He'll shoot two off the turnover.
Great hustle there by Pitts.
Masai Graham picks up his second foul. And Gage Pitts, the sophomore from Thayer, will go to the free throw line. I see his dad is here tonight. So we have Thayer representing. Free throw for Gage, first of two, good. His dad missed those games this weekend because Thayer was playing out of state in a big tournament. And he missed a few free throws, which I'm sure was shocking to him and everybody else. Here's a missed free throw, and the rebound is run down by Varley, and he is fouled by Gage at midcourt. So one out of two for Gage Pitts from the free throw line. The score stands 36-23. Third team foul on the Grizzlies. NEO's over the limit now. Tobias Rowland with it. Knocked away by Kendon Peebles, out of bounds. Stays with NEO. 2:29 to go, 20 on the shot clock. Here's the inbound play to the corner. Graham steps through two players. What a slick move that was as he slides and glides to the basket and lays it in with the right hand. He has 8 points. That was a paper-thin gap that he slid through and was able to get there quickly. 38,
I thought he was a magician for a second.
38-23 at the point, Kyle Germany with his hot pink shoes on. At the right point, free throw line. Kyle has it. Fall away from 12 feet. Good. Kyle Germany from the right side. Kyle has four. 38-25. Grizzlies trying their best to keep that ball from getting inside. Graham sets a screen on Pitts. move over left to Barley. Is that a moving screen?
I think so.
And it is, offensive foul. The second foul on Masai Graham. They must have given him, taken one foul off because I had him for two already. But anyway, that's his second foul. And the Norsemen will give it back to the Grizzlies. 1:43 to go in the first half, 38-25. Let's see if we can get it down to single digits before the half here. Kenan Peebles with it. At the right point, Germany. Up, fake dribbles in, shoots a little float shot. Good! Kyle Germany from 10 feet. 38-27, 1:20 to go in the half. Jeremy Jackson calls the play over on the NEO sideline. Grizzlies in the zone. They'll split the D here on a drive, but a foul's going to be whistled. Labrie Williams in the ball game. Power forward from Shreveport, Louisiana, as Urji Unami will check back in. Uh-oh, we have a problem. We've got the ball stuck up on the top of the board. And there we go. And Masai Graham is able to get the stick off the floor broom and poke it free. That's the second foul on Carlos Paul for the Grizzlies. So NEO will throw the ball in from just left of their own basket. Lob to the middle. There's a catch by Graham. He walked with it, but he was fouled too. And that'll go against the Grizzlies. And that'll be on Riley Whitaker. His first. Common foul, so it'll still be NEO basketball underneath. 38-27, 1:08 to play in the first half. Inbound play, they hand it in to Graham. Bad pass stolen away by Kyle Germany. Kyle will circle out. Both teams have turned it over seven times. Three ball by Gage Pitts, no good. Weak side rebound taken by Urji Unami. Will have a walk. He was tied up with his own teammate, Lionel Kimwemba. And so that's a turnover on the Grizzlies. 56 seconds to play in the half. NEO with the basketball, looking for their 10th win of the season. And a travel out front against the Norsemen. Sometimes that ball doesn't get to the floor fast enough on an exchange, and Tobias Rowland didn't get it on the deck quick enough there. 38-27, Grizzlies down by 11, 40 seconds to play, first half. Grizzly ball with Urji Unami. Over on the right side, to the wing, free throw line, Urji has it, moves it back. Gage Pitts, wraparound pass, kicked out of bounds. And it goes out off NEO, and it'll be Grizzly basketball. Labrie Williams had his knee in the way of that pass, so it goes out. Grizzlies will have 8 on the shot clock, down by 11. 23 seconds to go, first half. On the inbound play, they'll get it into Riley Whitaker. Bounce pass out to Gage Pitts. Splits the D, goes up, got his shot blocked. Now baseball pass up the floor. It's stolen away by Kyle Germany. 10 seconds to go in the half. Let's see if we can make one and get a little momentum here. Here's Riley Whitaker with 6 seconds. Kyle had it nearly stolen. Ball loose, still loose, picked up at the end of the first half. 20 minutes in, 20 to go. Grizzlies trail by 11 here at the half against the Norsemen from Northeast Oklahoma A&M and Miami, Oklahoma, 38-27. That takes us to Grizzly halftime, and we'll be back and check the scoring in just a moment on Hot Country KDY.